Hey, hockey heads, get ready for the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Each game day, answer four questions. Pick the winning team, guess if points will be over or under, predict the first goal, and choose the highest scoring period. Daily winners snag gift cards while each round's champs pocket cold, hard cash. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess. It's fast, it's fun, and it's all about hockey. Let's go.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, here we are. It is a Monday, a good Monday. Monday could have been a better Monday. Is that what we, because it was Good Friday, could have been a better, I don't know, it's pre-show.
Depends on the literature you read.
It was felt like it was a lot.
Amazing Monday or it's a holiday, I don't know.
Welcome to the Tower Chrysler Studios Consumer Choice Award winner, voted Calgary's favorite Chrysler Dodge dealer. There's more, and there's a few of them. I don't know if you've driven around. Like, there's more than one. I know what you're saying.
Honestly. You don't need to know more than one, Dean.
Voted is the best. Well, how many are there? There's a lot, so it's not one of those, you know,
one of those things. They got my vote.
I agree.
My vote as well.
There's the Redster. There is Pinder. It is a big day. The must win, biggest game of the season.
In and you're in. Win and you're in.
In and you're in?
Yeah.
Guaranteed wing night?
Yeah, don't do that one again.
It's losing your really.
Yeah, losing your
screwed.
For sure.
Not that you're not kind of screwed already.
I kind of feel like you might be more screwed. Might be tiptoeing in that direction anyway. But Flames Preds. We'll talk about it today. It is a Flames. It is a Flames game day. Get your helmet on. Might need it. Yeah. Now again, you talk about Tower Serge, sharp guy.
Yeah,
he said all the way along. You beat Winnipeg. You beat Nashville. You're in. They beat Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
Now you beat Nashville.
Then the test of his logic tree will really
then
be.
We can
divulge into that tomorrow in theory, or we'll just say, look, they didn't do it. Serge is probably right.
How was everyone's weekend? You were skiing?
Friday, Saturday. It was great. There's a lot of skiing left out there. People here in the city, it's like one of the golf courses open. I'm done with winter. The mountains, they got a heavy snowfall warning in Banff coming in.
I was looking on the website for the old Jasper Travel, one of our sponsors out there. At Marmoot Basin, they opened a brand new, like they just opened.
It's still coming.
Yeah, they got more snow, wide open till May 1st.
Yeah,
you guys, we'll be open past the time you guys stop coming. We got all the snow. You guys just stop coming, and that's why we shut down. That's basically what it is.
Sunshine's the latest one that opened around here. They go May long every single year. Slush Cup's always May long weekend, and it's not because the snow is done. It's because we have to staff so many bloody people, there's not enough customers to keep this going any longer.
That gondola
doesn't we can go to
itself.
June if you want, but no.
You're a mountaineer. Mm-hmm. Does this give you pause, do you think? Here I am now back in the mountains. You're no longer in the mountains of New York.
It does make me yearn.
Are you yearning?
For my slalom days and my...
Telemarking. I know you're a big telemarker.
Yeah. Are you a telemarker?
Yeah, my helicat skiing, is that what it is?
Nope, that's definitely not it.
It's skiing for sure.
Helicat?
Helicat.
Sounds like some sort of an evil villain in a cartoon character. Oh, no, it's helicat!
There's a few things.
Run for the hills!
Yeah. And you were... What were you doing?
Busy.
Oh, geez.
Family.
So really?
A lot of family.
He's back, right?
And I was also out. My kid was at some hockey tryout thing, so it was back and forth to the middle of nowhere.
Wait a minute. Your kid was at some sort of a hockey tryout thing in Buffalo?
No.
Here. And so have you told...
Options.
Got to have options, Ryan. Oh.
Got to make the teams.
Can't be on the team if you don't make the team. Got to try out for the team.
You're out and about doing things. You drive from work. You have to shop. Yeah. You do things like
that. Yeah.
How many times do you get asked, hey, what's Rhett doing? Is he moving back to Calgary?
Only every day.
Yeah, I get this question four to five times a day.
Only every day.
And my answer is, I don't have a clue, and I don't know that Rhett knows.
Or just the answer. He's collecting is options. Own business. It's to you.
Well, what's it to them is that jerks. When you're here, the show's really good, like better that's than when true. You're in Buffalo. So they just care for the show. They don't really care about where you live.
Well, thanks for caring about us personally. That's so
they're all selfish. Yeah. They just want better shows, Rhett.
If the kid makes the Flames, you're probably going to hang in Calgary for a little bit.
Northwest,
right?
That's right. That's right.
Quadrant Hawk
signs a contract. Well, you know, I guess we'll stay.
Not going to say
it's just an entry level, whatever.
Not going to start demanding certain line mates or playing time, but you know, you get make the NHL, you move.
We'll put the jersey on.
How would that go if you said, hey, I'll sign here, but like, let's make sure we get me into some games, and then you showed up somewhere and you didn't get into any games? I don't know if that happened.
I don't know that that ever happened.
I just, anyway, it's probably just a really hypothetical thing that's not even real.
Now, see, before we got started today, you, because Rhett said he was doing this hockey thing, and you were, I thought you were all over his social media, because clearly you weren't.
I get push alerts from Rhett's tweets.
You must have missed, because I saw what you were doing. Let's take a look. I have the first one here.
Oh, geez.
There are two tweets that you put out over the weekend, and I knew this going in, so I was curious to see what it was going to be. You were kind of in that area of the city. There's the Redster. What am I having? And you're at Mad Rose Pub. Look at that.
That's a horribly cropped photo, and there you are. I love it.
Yeah, it's...
Landscape would be perfect there, hey, instead of the portrait.
So now before we go to the next photo...
Someone's license plate in there. Thanks, Rhett.
Redster is going to Mad Rose. He says, what is he having? So what's your guess?
Well, I'm looking at the tweets. So,
way to go with the way bit, literal Larry. Jesus Christ! Let's take a look at the second tweet and see what he had.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Dean.
God, it's only the fucking 10th year we've been doing this together.
And it was
clearly the staple. It's everyone says it's the pizza.
Now so, look at that. That's your photo, and we're looking at the actual like the press photo or whatever you want. They look the same,
don't they?
Oh my God, you're right. Look at that.
That's not your photo is not doctored. There's no filters. It's just the way it hit the table
perfectly.
And it looks. It looks like an ad photo.
Brown cheese on the top, same spots.
Look at that, son of a
You got a stunt right double. That's what you got for, that's amazing.
Oh,
I crushed it.
Did you feel shame? Because Rhett ate a whole pizza.
I didn't
boom
do the whole
one,
pizza like the boom boom. I didn't, but I did have half of that.
Yeah. The thing I like about that crust is it's crust, like it's thick. But it's not so heavy and doughy. No. It's oddly light in a weird way for a thick crust pizza. God.
It's good. Did you try the wings?
I didn't.
Tried then baked.
I felt like I would have too much food.
Still haven't tried the word wonton. There's a long checklist we got to get through up there.
Okay, hear me now. Here. This is just...
us girls?
Just us girls. Thursday, we kind of got to be that in that area, right?
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Done.
Mad Rose Pub, there you have it. That's good looking. Do you remember what you got? Did it have a name, or did you just kind of?
I think it was the Meat Lovers.
Okay, that sounds about right for Rhett. Yeah.
20 beers on tap, kid friendly Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. There are daily specials, and we were talking about their social media. You go to their Instagram, and they fire up the deals. There's drink specials. There's food special every day. Matt and the staff up there have it. They give you plenty of reason to get in there. Full entrees. Some of the best pizza, as you can see, in the city. 15 Royal Vista Place. You can order on their website. Get it brought in. MadRose.pub is the web.
Did you get a peek at the patio? That's brand new, Rhett.
It did look good. I was going to go out there, but I wanted to watch the Masters.
Well, that's why they give you options.
They do
just
give
like
you options.
Collecting places you could live next year or whatever. Just options.
Options.
You got any tryouts in Minnesota, BC, Midwest?
We're going to Nashville.
Yeah. Nashville tryouts for the kid, too.
He's trying out for
options.
The Flin Flon Bombers.
No.
So it was up in that area.
Up to Flin Flon. Tough.
It's going to be real tough there on you there. Go.
So how does the kid feel about it?
About what?
Going to
the tryouts?
Tryouts. Because I'm guessing that's not one of the things. Hey, Dad, when I'm back in Calgary.
Oh, no, he was the one that.
He sniffed it out.
He was very much excited to go. Well, you get to see all your buddies, right?
Yeah.
That is the thing. You did rip your children out of all their friendship groups last year. Although it was kind of the year before that, he ripped them out as well for the went to Florida and then Arizona.
Yeah.
And he took their dog away.
So how did it go?
It was good.
If it's a situation where they're like, hey, we would love to offer your child a spot. Mm.
Job options? Options.
Options.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to have an answer at some point, I'm
you
sure.
You will, yeah,
but
yeah.
I have no feedback from the higher ups. The Mickey DuPonts of the world.
Oh, wow. Really?
DuPont.
Calgary royalty.
Mickey DuPont. How big is your son?
Bigger than Mickey DuPont.
Do you have...
Guaranteed.
Yeah, some poor Mickey. Foot,
maybe. He slowed down, my kid.
Did he?
He didn't grow up much when we were done.
Well, Jesus. I mean, he was
it would be awkward if he'd have continued 10. At that pace. Well, yeah. He's only 6'2"-ish.
Because that was the other thing you
would
get.
And he's 14? Yeah, that's a big kid.
So is that Warner's kid that I say? Yeah. That kid is a monster. So that was about a good 3 or 4 year stretch.
He was in here watching Afterburner last week.
Is that right?
And the only thing we had to worry about was all the food he was eating. It was this constant crunching. We had to move him to another room while he was at the trough and we were trying to record.
And him hitting his head on the...
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Lighting fixtures.
NBA problems.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about it. Mm. 2 games remain for the Calgary Flames in the regular season.
Los dos.
Tonight and then Wednesday.
Yep.
Both of them at home. They get a single point against Vancouver on Saturday. Mm.
They love giving teams the lead these days, eh?
Another
look at us come back. Look at us coming back. Look at us come back. How about the lead, fellas? Been a while.
Some McWard person.
Cole McWard.
Scored to make it 1-0. Happy for him.
Absolutely. Ecstatic. You're thrilled for him?
Yeah. Ecstatic. Way to go. Way to shoot it, kid.
Tremendous.
Good shooting.
But yes, it was another lead. I guess just thoughts on the game, thoughts on the results, the single point as opposed to 2, as opposed to 0.
1 is better than none, but it still kind of feels like you stubbed your foot there a little bit.
Thought Demko was really good. Thought the Flames were a little sleepy early.
Demko's great.
And that's as good as I've seen Lindholm all year. Like he could have had 3 in the first 40 minutes, never mind when he eventually did score. And the only real complaint I'd have was, I understand you went with your high-paid guys in the shootout, but Lindholm looked like the best player on the ice all night, and he didn't get to shoot in the shootout, which is a minor quibble. But I just like, if there's ever a night you'd use that guy, wouldn't it be the one where he looks like, you know, he's already had 8 shots through 40 minutes?
You'd have liked one of those 3 shootout attempts to look dangerous.
They never looked dangerous really, when they stopped, though.
It was interesting. Right? I was watching it with family, and the observation that I've been saying all year is they're a good team, but they aren't high skill, high creativity. There was a rush, I think it was in the second period. Dubé had the puck, and it was a 3-on-2, and there wasn't a pass made. Mm. Now, that's fine. They had their lanes and they attacked the offensive zone and Dubé cut in and kind of got a shot on net. It's fine.
Sure.
But you watch other teams get a 3-on-2 and they're zipping around and changing lanes and dropping and passing and driving. And it's...
Well, when Lindholm finally scored, you're like, there, that's a nice passing play in the open. Right? Where's that been all year? That looked like the Chucky line last year. Damn.
Yeah, like you just don't see it. And again, I'm not against North-South hockey and getting pucks to the net, but it's just... You wonder if that's why they struggle to win some games, right? Like, I got to say this. Vancouver can't play defense. No, they're effing terrible.
It's killed them forever and it will continue to. Yeah.
And they got the same kids. Like, Myers was brutal. He should be kind of the guy that maybe can play a little bit of D. Yeah. And that huge, great. Skate all over the ice, but you can't play in your own end. So if he doesn't get the puck on his stick and be able to skate it out right away, he's hooped. It's 2 minutes in the offensive zone for the other team. And they got a whole bunch of those guys. It's the same types of players. It's like, so this is what you're going with?
Yeah, and the one was a kid. I'm with you. It's
been the Achilles heel that club for a while.
They can score, but they can't defend.
They can't defend. Yeah. And the criticism I have for the Flames, I guess, is you should be able to score more than twice. I mean, Demko was good.
Yeah,
he was really good, but you got to score more than twice.
You got to finish some chances. I feel like how many times in the last 3 weeks has it been like great chance in the slot? Oh, over the net. It's like,
and then we've talked about it all year.
Like,
right?
you've got to do better with your scoring chances than they've done. And to your point, I know it wasn't too long ago, they were right amongst the best in the league in creating odd man rushes and right at the bottom of the league in finishing odd man rushes. And that's what you see with them. And whether that's squeezing the stick or mental or bad luck or they're not skilled enough, it's really weird to say this team's really good at creating odd man rushes and yet they don't get chances off them. How many times do we see odd man rushes where they don't get a shot? Like, oh.
Well, and it stems to the whole thing we've talked about for months now is shots on goal compared to quality scoring chances. Yeah. And then how many finishers do they have? They had Toffoli as a shooter. Mm-hmm. Toffoli can score.
Yeah.
And outside of that, you don't really have anything in the way of a pure goal scorer.
Where's Lindholm at 23, 24 goals?
Well, they show that graphic.
How Kadri's many at off? The same.
But what is Lindholm? Is he a 40-goal guy?
Not unless he's got two elite wingers. He's done it once.
No, I'm serious. Like
I don't think anyone would suggest.
I think that's what he is right there, more or less. Maybe like a little better.
Yeah, a little bit.
But I think he's a 20-25 goal guy.
I think he could flirt with 30 and want a good year for sure. No sweat. But I think he's still a number one center in the sense that, like, you look at the heavy lifting he's done and you look at the caliber alignment he's had this year. That's a lot of hard work, and you should have better people with you. Toffoli's been great all year, but it's been a rotating cast on the other side of guys that aren't top-line wingers. Sorry. Dylan Dubé's not a top-line winger. Andrew Mangiapane's not a top-line winger.
Wow.
Like, they're missing a guy to play with Lindholm there. And then we all thought Huberto should have been there. What's he got Mangiapane 2 weeks and never again.
If he's not going to be a top-line winger.
Well, he's a second-line guy that I think you love there. But if he has to be your second-best winger, that's...
I don't know. Like, I don't disagree. I think Lindholm's good, and I love him on my team. But if you're a top centerman, I say this about for years, it's your job to make the other guys good too.
Yeah, well, and Toffoli's have a career, so I give him credit for that.
Yeah, he can shoot it. But and then you look around, you go around the horn, and Winnipeg gets a big win over Nashville.
Shut up, right?
2-0.
Jeez.
Which we needed we kind of needed a Predator win there. I guess
because you wanted a Predator win.
Winnipeg, and then you had Nashville coming in. Ideally, you'd like a Predator win there. I think.
Yeah. Didn't go to overtime. That's the only silver lining, although it doesn't feel like much of one.
Yeah. So let's take a look at the standings as we head into this this final stretch, and then we'll kind of take a look at the race as far as it's the three teams. There you see it. Flames 1 point back. They've played an extra game. Over Winnipeg, obviously, and there's Nashville. That's it's snug, and you can see it. And I don't know. I have not gone to see what Dom or what the projections or percentages are, but it's got to be.
Percentage is not good.
Yeah, it's not.
So if you look here really quickly, you got two games left. The most you can get to is 94 points. So that's an easy way to look at things. So for the Jets, who own a tiebreak, all they have to get to is 94 points. So they need 3 points in three games. Now, they play the Sharks tonight. That kind of feels like 2 points. But after that, they've got teams that are better than them in the standings. And I think if are playing, they're going to be tough outings for the Jets. It doesn't mean they won't win one. But if you look at the Wild and the Avs, those are better hockey clubs. The question will be on Thursday night, do the Avs have something to play for or not?
There you see on the graphic if you're watching on the YouTubes. Predators, Sharks for the Flames, and then as you mentioned, you ran through it. It's kind of weird that it's the Avs and the Wild for both of those teams.
Get your pom-poms green and purple.
So, there it is.
Well, the Nashville games aren't going to matter if Calgary wins tonight. Nashville's going to be.
That's probably true. Yeah, I think that's right. Because, again, that's a tough ask for them to play back-to-back against those two clubs to finish their season. For the Jets, they open a 3-4 tonight. It's busier. Minnesota also plays tonight and tomorrow, if I'm correct. So for them, it's busy as well. Yeah. I mean, look, they're not dead. It's just, we're talking Hail Mary and recover the onside kick and then kick a field goal here. Right.
What does a win against Chicago mean? What does that win? Like
in which of the three
God
losses?
Almighty. Those, it's just,
yeah, because look, and sorry to jump on you. It wasn't like that result in Vancouver Saturday was like, screw you guys. Like, Vancouver played well. Their goaltender was great. You didn't get any puck luck and you created some chances, but those are going to happen. You're not going to roll off 12 wins in a row to end the year. The one that kills you is fucking Chicago.
And the effort in it.
Yes. Right? Like, well, that's why it kills you. Yeah.
Right.
Like, all you had to do
because
was
show it wasn't
up.
A thing where the goaltender was just lights out and you got bad luck or something shitty
you
happened.
Awful.
You showed up and played a flat game. Right? You absolutely gave it away. There's some players worse than others.
It was Codders
were real bad.
Yeah.
But It wasn't that you showed up and lost. That's not the criticism. It was that you didn't even play.
That's correct. That's why it hurts so much. And that's different than the two Vancouver games. They win one in overtime. They lose the other in the shootout. I thought the work ethic was there both nights, albeit maybe a bit of a sluggish start on Saturday, but they erased 2-goal deficit both those games.
And the thing about those other Chicago games, if you want to kind of let them off the hook a little bit, not that we need to, but this last one, it was very apparent, the math. You knew in those other games, you should beat Chicago. These are the points. You don't want to slip through. No, no. This last one, it was last week, and you could see the games in front of you.
Mm-hmm. What was it? One of their last five games of the year? Like, that's pretty embarrassing.
They'd lost eight straight or whatever it was going into that game. Gosh.
After the deadline, when they've moved some guys that are actually good, like Domi beat them up one night in Chicago in January. Mm-hmm.
So that's where it is. You know what? I haven't. Are people hopeful? Are people?
I think there are some people that until the math says they're dead and it's impossible, they'll always be holding out hope, and that's probably a good thing to do.
Have hope. Go to the dome and make a bunch of noise tonight, because what's the alternative?
There are people that have said since the deadline, I knew this team was screwed, and well, that's your opinion. You don't know it because it hasn't played out yet. And then I think there's a lot of people that are very realistic that are saying, look, it's a real long shot, but. And again, so someone texted me that works in the league, and they said, so all.
Is it Bettman?
It's definitely not Bettman. Oh. Scout. But said all that has to happen for the Flames to get in is they take care of their two games, and Colorado and Minnesota have to play like Colorado and Minnesota. Now, that's oversimplifying it, because I think Winnipeg, you're not going to sweep a season series with them, but those are better teams than Winnipeg. They're going to have to win a really big game there. And if you look at the standings in the Central, which are up on YouTube right now, it may be huge games for both Colorado and Minnesota. We'll see.
My argument would be that are they really that much better than Winnipeg? I mean,
I think Colorado
Minnesota's got 45 wins. Winnipeg has 44. It's closer. It's not. Those aren't tap-ins for the for Minnesota to beat Winnipeg. It's going to have to be.
Yes, but again, they're going to be, if those games matter, underdogs in both those games. It is what it is.
Yeah, whatever. I'm just. Yeah.
No, I don't think there's a huge gap, but again, if you look at the man games lost from Colorado, I think when they're as healthy as they are now-ish, like that's. And here's the news today out of Winnipeg, Ehlers and Connor. Game time decision against the Sharks tonight. A team they lost to 3-0 before they came home for this five-game homestand that they'll wrap tonight.
If you can't beat the Sharks without Ehlers and Connor, then you don't deserve to get into playoffs either.
That was 2 weeks ago. They did just that. They lost 3-0 with those guys.
So now you mentioned injuries. Let's take a look at the injury report, because when you talk about the Predators, you start to talk about, and I don't know, I didn't go very deep to see where they are in terms of man games lost across the league, but it's not just man games, it's the caliber of players. But McLeod Law, full service law firm, personal injury, Peter Klein is the best in our city. McLeod-law.com on social media at McLeod Law LLP. Let Peter and his staff and his folks take care of you. If you've had a workplace, if you've had an injury, you've had a workplace, you're not alone. They'll handle your legal, the insurance, the medical claims. I can only guess. I know what I go through trying to handle legal forms. Oh, do you have your, it's tax time, right?
Your T-22-9-D?
I'm talking to the folks at McLeod Law today.
I don't know. As you should, especially with your
legal issue.
Focus on your recovery and let McLeod Law take care of the rest. They have specific personal injury lawyers, extensive experience and understanding of your specific needs. McLeod-law.com. Let's go into the injury report.
Okay, so there might not be a team that deserves a playoff spot more than the Nashville Predators, and I'll explain why. This isn't the best team. This isn't a team that, you know, look at how great their season's been. Listen to who's hurt for the Nashville Predators. I would argue they're four best skaters. Forsberg, Josi, Johansson, Duchesne. Borowiecki, depth defenseman. Carrier, Parsonen, who's had a really nice, I think it's a rookie season. And Jeremy Lauzon, the former Bruin. That is eight regulars missing for the Nashville Predators. And pretty much for the last month plus, all those guys, it's been a really bad time for Josi to be out day-to-day for a long time now. Saros has been fantastic. Guys like Tommy Novak and Evangelista and people we'd never heard of before are suddenly lighting it up for this team. If you had to award a playoff spot based on mustard they've shown and moxie, Nashville's been way better than Calgary and Winnipeg. Problem is, it's been the toughest schedule. And look who they're missing. This is unbelievable. They sold at the deadline.
They beat Vegas in, what, overtime last week? They beat Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Duchesne scored his 40th against the Flames in that one game. That is brutal when you take Forsberg, Johansson, and Duchesne, borderline all-stars, Yossi's all-world,
yep.
and they sold off at the deadline, that you are still in a playoff hunt at all.
Not even a sell-off, like Matthias Ekholm.
Yes.
Great. Yeah. Great defender. And Tanner Janot, who apparently is worth a first, a second, a third, a fourth, and a fifth.
Damn right he is.
And out, apparently, speaking of injury.
He is injured. Calgary's only missing Oliver Shillington. That's been the story all year. They have returned to health. Chris Tanev got back. We mentioned that last week. Michael Stone's available, but he's not going to play if Tanev's healthy. And again, Winnipeg, San Jose tonight. We'll see if Ehlers and Connor go. It is a back-to-back for the Jets. If they could get a win without those guys and have them fresh tomorrow against Winnipeg. But then again, it's like, what do you mean fresh? Like, they're dealing with something here. Interesting.
There you go. That's the injury report as it pertains to tonight's game. McLeod Law, proud of their Calgary roots, big part of their long-standing client relationships. They understand the city and the people in it, the way things work. We're Calgarians. We need... Please understand what we are, who we are, how we click, you know? That's what you get at McLeod Law.
You know, people living elsewhere telling you what to do. We're Calgarians.
You know, I don't need somebody from, you know, the big smoke telling me how to live my life.
Get out of here.
You go and... do whatever you do out there. I want some Calgary people. That's McLeod Law. The team is very diverse, share a commitment to making a positive impact on the city of Calgary. Peter Klein, good guy. I do my best to give some help to the helpless and hope to the hopeless. That's my Peter Klein impression.
I don't think that sounds like him at all. Okay.
That was great, Dean.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you. Thank you. Coming up, we'll have the best of the weekend.
Ooh.
Put together a little montage for you. As well, the Pinder Report. We'll announce the winner of the...
don't do doing this again.
Thing right there. Do you know when you're... Because you have plans, you're going to watch baseball when you're leaving.
Supposed to watch the Jays at Yankee Stadium.
Pinder. That's right, end of the month.
What, 20th or 21st weekend there?
So we're going to have to get you into outdoor dental... before you go.
I should have done that weeks ago because
I was.
It's been a tough weekend for the shoveler.
It has been.
Yeah, all that booze into
yeah, yeah.
Do you remember him lecturing us about only idiots do shots? It's like twice in the last 2-3 weeks he's telling me he's been doing shots.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, more.
Practice what you preach.
I know. Because we're talking about at Outdoor Dental, Dr. Jay Patel, the snoring treatments with the laser. It gets into the soft palate. We'll tell you about it. But again, more video surfacing.
Oh, dear.
I'm not sure if it's... I didn't look for dates or anything, but it just seems endless. It does feel like you have a chronic issue with snoring.
I've been battling it for a while. Yeah. It's been a...
Does Shoveler send you this or somebody else or who knows?
It's out of my control.
Sources. Yeah. I can't share my sources, but yet another video, and there have been so many here over the last few months of the Retster, and let's take a look here.
Oh dear.
So I don't know is this after you've had the shots?
That looks like Buffalo, isn't it?
My room in Buffalo.
That's in Buffalo. Okay, yeah, so there it is.
Modest house in Buffalo.
Yeah. It's so rented. You're kind of laid out there. Now I see you're not on the pillows. So is it? Are you attempting to? Oh, got any boogs in there?
His eyebrows are looking very lush red.
Yeah. What's that shirt?
The LKQ. What the heck's that?
Is that college your wife went to?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wondered, is with not being on the pillows, is that so you don't choke or to try and open up your airways? And still
even, eh?
Still no good, buddy. Come on. We'll book you in. It's easier than you think. Outdoor.dental is the website. They have the Soleil laser. That's right. You heard it. That's right. 14, yeah, something like that. Counting.
Look at that boiler. Right?
Got a bit of a boiler. Yeah, won't lie to you. Got a bit of a boiler going. Dr. Jay Patel, outdoor.dental is the website. You go in, they've got the... Oh, that's the shoveler? No. Or is that your sister?
Yeah.
Your aunt?
Yep.
Left cheek sneak.
That's the aunt.
You go to Outdoor Dental, and of course, full service dentistry. And they use the laser, so there's no drills and hut cutting and banging, smashing in your mouth. They use this, no stress, no drills, no needles, and with that same laser, snoring treatment. Two 15-minute treatments increases the tension in the soft palate, reduces snoring. It's non-surgical. It's pain-free. Get more sleep. Enjoy your life. You'll feel better.
Your life.
Everything will taste better. Things smell better. And the people around you are happier because you're letting them sleep.
Shelter will be way happier.
Outdoor.dental is the website. Get yourself a, book yourself in, or at least go and see them. Get a consultation. You know, you go in there. So tell me about this. I keep hearing Fat Boy on the thing talking about it. What's this thing you got with the, they'll show you all you need to know. All you need to know.
Fat Boy, that's what they say.
That's what they say.
Old.
Old Fat Boy.
Use promo code Fat Boy.
Don't use promo code. You can try. No, it's fine. Okay. Go ahead. Let's do the Pinder Report. It's a presentation of Village Honda. Turn your vehicle into cash today. It's the $1 million buy-in event. They'll buy yours even if you don't buy theirs. That's how good they are, right? Like that. A lot of dealerships are going to say, oh, you're not buying? Then.
Do you want a pound sand?
I'll take that coffee back and.
Spit that out. I see that mouthful. Spit it out.
Take a hike. Not these guys. Nope. Sellers receive a tropical cruise for two as well. Ooh. Exclusively at Village Honda, your dealership for life, presenting the Pinder Report.
All right, boys. We start Saturday in Vancouver. Big game for the Calgary Flames. Not ideal. 2-0 Vancouver. Mm-hmm. Late second period. Canucks power play, but here come the Flames.
He's full volume voice. Yeah. Nobody's sleeping.
It's been missing most of the season, boys, but Thatcher Demko looked A-OK on Saturday, robbing Lindholm there, who eventually would score in the third on a beautiful three-way passing play.
What about Mason McDonald? Did he make any glove saves in the...
He didn't see Mason
McDonald. Never mind.
Yeah, geez. It's like a bit of a shot. Is he at development camp this year? 13th year? He also had that save off his arm where the puck landed on the net late and then robbed Kadri in overtime on a 2-on-1 chance with a beautiful pad save sliding left to right.
That one might have, weirdly, might have been a nicer save than that one.
Yeah, that's too highlight reel.
My goodness gracious.
Yeah, and so the Flames might not have had 15 high dangers, but there's two that feel like sure goals right there. They lose in a shootout.
I was calling for three. I was calling for a penalty. He threw a stick.
The stick did go
over time. It's like, that's got to be a penalty.
I think the shot from Kadri was so hard. It's just the vibration sent it flying.
Come on. Hang on to your stick, Demko. You sieve.
Cheater. That's why the Flames didn't draft him.
That's right.
Throws a stick too much. Tough loss. There was a set of highlights you didn't get to see from Vancouver. The Flames only get 1 point. The Canucks, two. It hurts everyone. Hurts the Bedard. Hurts the playoffs. But there's one thing we can all agree on. Canucks fans and Flames fans. It's the Canucks annual Players Dog Race at the intermission. Don't poo on the ice, please.
The Players Dog Race. Oh, yeah. What's this?
It's Phoebe.
Oh. Crossing lanes.
Emma won last year, I believe. So those are all the wags and the dogs of the Canucks. We've got the 3-2 win. This one guy. Jeez. That's Zadorov's dog. What's he doing back there? Jeez.
Looks like your dog.
That does look like your dog. Whose dog is it?
Mm.
Yeah. Got two names, two dogs, living with Boom.
Who won?
They did some heats, but I believe, I don't care. I just wanted to show dogs running on the ice. Screw that. Let's move along. Today,
shoddy reporting.
The Calgary chapter of the Professional Hockey Writers Association named Michael Backlund, the nominee for the Calgary Flames for the Bill Masterton Award, which, perseverance in the field of excellence? No, it's perseverance, sportsmanship, and dedication to the sport of hockey.
Weren't you nominated?
Congrats.
Sure was.
To Michael Backlund, who turned 34 last month. Arguably one of his best seasons in the NHL at 34. That contract when they signed it, geez, how's he going to age? Been a great year for him. He's outplayed, all but one other center. You can make the case he's been their most consistent center this year. And seems like a worthy nominee. The only guy you think of. Like, man, Chris Tanev, the things he has to do to get on the ice and what he's gone through. Surgery last offseason, but it's Backlund for this year.
Yeah, there's really, when you think, there's not been a whole lot of strife for these players this year.
I mean, we haven't seen Shillington, but other than that, pretty darn
healthy. That's what they need is a little bit more adversity.
I don't know about that.
Haven't missed any games, healthy all year. Maybe you're just not trying hard.
Hit by a truck on a scooter. That was
what about that? Yeah. What about that?
Yeah. Brett Yeah, what calling about that? The team out. That did a lot of adversity.
Well, that would really suck.
Had to turn their season around. Mm-hmm. Yep. By the way, 10-4-3 in their last 17. I know you.
10-4, good buddy. Good.
It's a 676 points percentage. It's quite good. It's just
not good enough.
You wish it started sooner, that 676 pace. Then you'd be in a playoff spot, not needing a lot of help and to run the table in your last two games.
And even if you do.
We saw it already. Here's the West standings. Flames can max out at 94 points. Jets have three left. They sit at 91 and hold a tiebreak. So, yeah, 3 points gets them in their final three games. We talked about it. It's the Sharks tonight, the Wild tomorrow, and the Avs on Thursday. Nashville, rather irrelevant if they don't get a win tonight, but they've been beating a lot of teams higher than the standings in the Calgary Flames of late. Beat division-leading Vegas in overtime, division-leading Carolina at home. I expect a hardworking, tough Nashville team at the Dome tonight because that's where they've been.
I'm guessing it'll be a low-scoring affair. This is not going to be a tap-in for the Flames.
Did you play in the under?
Stay tuned for my Betway Bets of the Day.
Okay, very good. Let's move to some action yesterday. The Bruins had a good day. David Pastrnak specifically. Mm-hmm. 60 goals. First time since Phil Esposito a Bruins scored 60. That's a lot, Red.
That's a lot of goals.
60.
And see, if it wasn't for McDavid,
yeah,
that'd be a holy shit.
And I just to get under the skin of Oilers fans in the group chat, I was suggesting, in a non-McDavid environment, this is one of the greatest totals we've seen in our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, not just tapping in backdoor power play goals with McDavid and stuff. 60 is a shitload. They also get their 63rd win of the year. That's an NHL record. No, the 71 Canadians didn't get to play overtime and 3-on-3 and all that stuff, but holy shit, this Bruins team, it feels like they've had such a good regular season. Never mind President's Trophy stuff. If they lost in the final, it would feel like a disappointing outcome here. Never mind getting through that gauntlet of a division, whoever comes out of the Metro. They've been sensational. There's your look at these standings. Look at the gap between them and the second best team. Jesus.
And Toronto's like, we've had a pretty good year, all things being considered.
Toronto's like, yeah, we might get to, you know, 111 points. Not enough.
Is that an 819 win percentage?
That's ridiculous. And the goal differential, plus 124. Whew. Very good at hockey, these fellows. NHL schedule. Let's take a peek tonight. There's some big ones out there. Do you want to put on your teal, Rhett? As I suggest you should.
Okay.
Last time you put on your teal, everyone said, Rhett, you're an idiot. What kind of a dummy would think that the teal could beat the J-E-T-S Jets, Jets, Jets?
Why are you wearing
3-0
a thong on the C train?
Rhett, take that teal thong. Well, first on, put like a robe on. Please. Then get that teal thong off.
Oh, I got a teal shirt I was going to wear yesterday for Easter.
You wear it tonight around the tube, although you're probably
Did you paint your eggs for Easter?
Oh, yeah, we got the eggs on.
Yeah, got them all.
The teal game will be happening a little bit earlier. Note the unusual start time for the Flames, 7:30 Monday start.
I noticed that, yeah.
7:30, Rhett. So you can get a little bit of teal in before you and I do Afterburner tonight on this very YouTube, Spotify, Apple-y, wherever you're taking this program in. Afterburner tonight. No boom. Sends boom.
I'll be watching, though.
Sure you will. Sure.
I don't miss it.
Should be sleeping, but he'll probably be hate-watching Afterburner tonight. Flames lose 7-0. He watched every minute. Okay. The opposite of the standings and the schedule. What about the bottom here? This has been quite something. The Ducks called up their AHL backup the other day to play against Phoenix. How are we doing in the old Bedard territory? So this is projected points. So again, this is a guess at how these clubs finish. Chicago, a slight edge over Columbus, Anaheim third, and then a bit of a drop San Jose to Montreal. We also have the bottom of the standings if you want the non-projected, but actual. Marty St. Louis really screwed the Habs this year, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Convincing them they're a playoff team for 2 months. That's the difference right there.
And look at
they like Marty enough. They might give him Bedard.
Yeah, fair enough.
Look at the Hawks. 3 wins. Take 3 wins away from those guys.
Yeah, that's 6 points. Who does that hurt more, the Flames or the Hawks, those three games? Jesus.
They should have been in cahoots.
They should have been cahooting. Not ideal. Why do we care about Connor Bedard, Rhett? Well, let's take a peek. Saskatoon, Regina. In Saskatchewan, that's right. Wow.
They are in Saskatchewan.
Rhett, now you were confused about his travel plans. Is he back? Is he here? When's he going?
Right.
Are you going to be in Saskatoon tonight?
No.
WHL game of the year.
I got a big show to do with you.
Blades, Pats, Bedard, game 7 tonight.
Ooh, doctor.
Ooh, mama.
Ooh, baby.
How many points has Bedard got?
Well, it's funny you'd ask that. This overblown top prospect happens to be nearly double the second highest point total in the WHL playoffs, who happens to be his line mates. Let's go to the Pat's scoring leaderboard, which happens to be the WHL scoring leaderboard.
Yeah.
Bedard's been very, very good. 19 points through six games.
And it's not...
Line mates are second and third in WHL playoff scoring.
Don't draft him, NHL teams.
And he's
the line mates.
That's right.
They do nothing.
Don't draft Greg Nemus.
I was just going to say, you don't want Greg Nemus? What the hell? There were some other guys. Ryan Ellis was good, though. He was on that team.
Well,
he was a defenseman, so he didn't.
Oh, no, I get that, yeah.
Oh, shit. He scored for Anaheim last night. What the hell is...
A line mate of someone?
He was on that... on that team with Taylor
Spitfires?
Hall, those guys. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll think of it. We'll have to look for it.
That Groob boy scored 5 points for the Rebels the other night.
Calgary.
Yeah, Hitmen. They go down in five. They're KO'd. So we'll wait and see what happens tonight. The last WHL game of round one for that's probably best opening round series. Blades and Pats, provincial rival, future first overall pick.
15,000 to 17,000 people packing the barn.
Love to see it. Let's go to Toronto Blue Jays. Wild one yesterday as they wrap a set in Anaheim against the Halos.
What is Kirk doing?
What is Kirk doing?
Yeah, Kirk.
Had the easy third out there in the extras. This was a wild one. It was 6-0 Angels. It's a laugher. They're going to win, right? Blue Jays storm back, grand slam. And then you get a 10-6 lead. It's laugher. It's going to no way the Jays blow this. Then they blow a 4-run lead in the bottom of the 9th.
Ooh.
Then they take a 2-run lead in the top of the 10th. And then they load the bases and get a full count against Shohei Ohtani, where a base hit would have won the game back the other way for the Angels. Whew. Make sure you're taking gravel before you watch these Jays games. Some massive swings in momentum here. Whew. Speaking of baseball, the craziest outcome of a baseball game maybe ever occurred in the minors over the weekend. Rhett, I want you to feast your eyes on a no-hit loss.
No.
The Chattanooga Lookouts, 7. The Rocket City Trash Pandas, 5.
Damn.
Charlotte, pandas. 0 hits, 7 runs. Rocket City Trash Pandas, 6 hits, 5 runs. You no-hit a team that got 7 runs against you and you lost? How?
Yeah. It's not easy to do.
Where's Rocket City? Does your kid have tryouts in Rocket City? Is that an option for next year?
We haven't thought much about Rocket City, but sounds perhaps like a place it's a good we spot.
With a name like the Trash Pandas.
Guys weekend.
I feel like that.
Let's go. Watch some baseball. Because we love baseball.
Masters weekend, fellas. Rhett, how was it? How much did you get? Did you find yourself dozing away on the couch? It was a weird Saturday ruined by rain that we saw, but they got it all in on Sunday with a lot of golf.
I didn't get as much as I wanted, but I was content with my intake. Yep.
Proud of you. Dean, you weren't delivering a new child to the world with the woman that you live with. So where was your master's intake? You famously loved that first one.
It didn't line up well for me, I'll be honest.
I was pretty much nothing until Sunday, but there happened to be a lot of golf on Sunday. Lots more than half an 18 and then the full 18. And hour here, half over there, hour here. Mm-hmm. All right, very good. John Rahm, let's have a look. The big Spaniard, his second major. He's the first European ever to win a U.S. Open and a Masters. He's really good. He's very, 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 very good.
So
and
I've heard.
Brooks Koepka.
Oh, Brooksy.
Oops. Good guy.
Didn't like the pace of play, but no one really liked his play. He was at dash 13 at one point for this tournament, and there he is at minus 8. It turned out to be Rahm by a mile when he started way behind in round 4. It was a very entertaining collapse, a very good tournament for the LIV golfers despite the collapse from Koepka. Phil Mickelson, the oldest player to finish top 5 in Masters history at almost 53 years of age. A lot of the LIV guys made the cut and played well, and there's some credibility heading that way. A lot of people saying, well, who are they playing? It's 3 rounds. What strength of field? Well, it's not going to be every tournament, but if you like a black hat and a villain, it was LIV got a little credibility. It was a good tournament for the LIV golfers.
How did the kid do? What happened to the kid?
Sam Bennett, the amateur. Not the offensive zone penalty. Play him on all 4 lines, trade him to Florida for 2 seconds. Not that guy, different guy.
Right.
Fell off at the end a bit. There was a lot of moaning about pace of play with, I believe, him and Patrick Cantlay, who were the group just in front. Here is the post-Tiger generation. Brooks, 4 majors. Rory, 4 majors. Spieth, 3 majors. Morikawa, 2 majors. Justin Thomas, 2 majors. John Rahm now has 2 as well. And that doesn't even mention Scottie Scheffler, who might even be the generation below the Tiger generation. I don't know. Either way, golf's been pretty fun lately, and those are all mega studs. This isn't just dusters wheeling in and winning titles. Too bad Tiger had to limp off.
Yeah, he looked
beat, the poor guy.
And we got a winner to announce. Look at this. 521 teams got in. 521, fellows. And your winning lineup is right in front of your eyes. BVI. That's a Bobby Van Imp.
That's right. Bob Van Imp.
You had to have Rahm or Koepka to be close. And your highest 2 scores got tossed. That's a pretty tidy lineup there. Wow. Well done. BVI, the winner, will have pick of the litter from our prizes for our Masters pool. Could be round for 2 at Glen Forest. Could be golf bag and putter. Could be $150 at Mad Rose Pub. Could be some barn burner gear. BVI is going to get first pick. Your second place team, Parvert. And third place team, Rory Slam, who didn't pick Rory. That was the key to not pick Rory. Tigers, Stripes, 4th as well, and they didn't pick Tiger. So those are top 4 in the Masters pool. Thanks to all 521 who participated. There is not a smoker issue to deal with this year. I didn't want to, you know, burden you with that tough decision of what to do.
You wouldn't be able to handle that controversy.
No.
Because it was very controversial the last time it happened.
It kind of wasn't a big deal, and then it kept getting brought up and brought up and brought up, and then it was like, you know what? Maybe this is a big deal. Weird how that works.
I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah.
You've lost. Old place? Masters pool.
Playoff pool.
Or playoff NHL, pool. Yeah. And Friedander. And the winner gets a smoker. One of those pellet deals. Mm-hmm. Johnny talks a lot here, wins it. And then,
we're going to donate that back to
can't
kids.
Can't really
sport.
Have you winning that. So, we're going to have to not let you have that.
And I didn't, I was asked to join. And the thing, let's talk it up. Why don't you join?
They would love to get you guys involved.
You guys could get in there. People really liked that. And
Free Dander, right? It was not a it's not like anybody was out money, but still, yeah.
Optics.
Bad optics.
We should have.
How was your team, Dean? Dean, where'd you finish?
I don't remember. Obviously, I didn't win.
Did you put one in?
Probably not.
Okay, retro. I was like, oh, you put one in? Jeez, that's right.
I can't remember my passwords.
No. Yeah, I know.
It's does good to get emails on this phone. Okay, fair enough. And we'll move along. Finally, we needed an update. It's been a while. We have spotted Dancing Boomer again in his weekend travels.
Oh, you guys
travels.
Can't. Give me space.
He was back in his native Manitoba. Look
damn
at this.
You paparazzi.
And look at he's got his old sports casting jacket on here. Let's crank it up.
Damn you, paparazzi.
Dancing Boomer. Here we go.
Got my tie on.
Yeah, short tie.
Got the hip thrusts. I had a lot of stretching.
Dean, how do you dance with a jacket? It looks really constricted. There you go. Get rid of it.
Get rid of that thing. Get the tie off. Make sure. Don't lose that, though. It's my favorite tie.
Oh, Hulkamania.
Of course.
Look at this.
You know what? The fans love that. It gets a big pop.
It does? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I got another one.
And then you just kind of keep going. See?
Oh,
and then,
oh wow. How many?
Because now it's funny, right? Because you keep. Take it's like those dolls.
How was Winnipeg? Still snowing?
So great. Yeah, very cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of snow.
So great update from everyone on the weekends. So there's your Pinder Report on a Monday.
There you go. Pinder Report brought to you by Village Honda, Northwest Auto Mall, online at villagehonda.com. You're safe. You can do it. Clean your car. Detailing packages starting at just $79.95. Clean off winter. Book your detailing today at your dealership for life. Village Honda in the Northwest Auto Mall.
That's done. There you go.
That is done.
And not too much overlap with Boomer's Best of the Weekend, I'm hoping.
Well, I gave you the list there ahead of time. I just want...
I actually went through it. I'm like, this is all good. None of this is on my radar.
No, we'll do that. We'll do that in a little bit. We can clean cars now, right?
Let's look at the forecast. I think so. I did yesterday, and it's like, perfect timing.
Because you get...
It's not going to get slushy anymore.
No? We're good?
Done.
Okay.
Slush is done.
Okay. Winter tires? We can take those off now?
Off.
Yeah.
Get it booked. Ooh, yeah, yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Okay.
Now, once you do that, then you got at least 2 more dumps of a foot. But
I was going to say, because that's good. I feel like the two are
intertwined. Depends, too. Are you going out to the mountains? Maybe keep maybe a snowfall warning.
Well, buddy over here, he's skiing to beat.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Band.
Hockey's done. Gotta go. It was great. Absolutely awesome on Saturday. It's little turds.
What was the temp? Because it was quite warm here.
Would have been a breezy -2 or -3.
Perfect.
Sun peeking through now and then. Have a beer on a patio if perfect. One was so inclined.
Perfect.
Yeah. Sun was a shining.
And the boys love it?
They do. Yep. They skied 5 times last year, hadn't skied for almost a year. It's like, where they go? Mom can't keep up anymore.
It is kind of depressing how good kids get at it.
Oh, it's a low center of gravity. That's not
right
fair.
Off the bat. It's like, okay, now you're going to have to now to do the pizza and you're going to have to. I guess
pizza,
you're good. Okay.
Fries, pizza.
Well, shit, you better get going, because if the kid runs into a tree, the kid's not going to run into a tree. You're going to run into a tree trying to catch up to the kid. That's how it goes.
Well, and it's always the first day. You got him in new gear, and you're like, oh, boy, have they forgotten everything? And you're going for lunch, come back out. No, nope, not there.
Wait.
Gone.
NASCAR event.
Yeah.
Can we do blacks only next run?
Oh, that was bad news, eh? That guy passed away in the Sprint Cup.
Oh, I didn't hear.
Here?
Oh, no. NASCAR?
Crash.
Way to ruin the Monday show.
Yeah, sorry guys.
We were talking about skiing too. Didn't even have to go there.
No.
All right, next.
Oh, no.
This is just. Can you go point at that for him, please?
See it?
Get a stray finger in there to help. That
right there.
Covering the signature there. Right over your shoulder, Dean.
Coochie, coochie, coo. There it is. The autographed Huberto jersey.
Billy.
Brought to you by the Hearing Loss Clinic. Hearingloss.ca is their website. We told you last week that we were going to award the jersey to one lucky entrant online. Ooh. Congrats to John Easthope. I, Easthope, you don't already have one of these because you're the proud new owner of an autographed Blasty Hubie jersey.
See what you did there, but he did enter, so either way he wants it.
Hearing Loss Clinic, Rhodesy, and the folks at the Hearing Loss Clinic making John a winner. So congrats to John on that. And can't say enough, this is another one of those things. Good people, good Calgarians, trying to make your quality of life better. You may not even know to what degree you might be suffering from hearing loss or what hearing loss, how it could potentially affect your life in negative ways. Book your assessment. Go in and see them. It's a lot of places, and you'll see the ads on TV, or they'll pop up on your bloody phone or whatever. They're really not interested in you turning the corner and having a better quality of life. It's just, what can we sell this person? That is not the order of business. 4 Calgary locations to serve you. There's some in kind of lower BC, but for Calgary, it's where we are. 4 here in our fine city. Started up in 1993 and have been helping people hear better and live better ever since. It's not for old people or elderly people. A lot of children deal with it. Men and women of all ages deal with it. And it's being found with it. You know, you love studies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, does he ever, yeah.
A lot of studies.
Yep. Science and studies.
Serious health risks are linked to untreated hearing loss, which you would not necessarily think, at least I certainly didn't, when you see some of the things that... what we're telling you is go and get it done. Go and have your hearing checked, like me. I was just kind of waiting to see what... If I was going to have a busy schedule coming up over the next week to 10 days. Yeah,
like when is round one start for the Flames? Where are they?
Well, no, I mean, I just would... If something happened, you know, you don't want to book something, then be busy, but... I feel like I got some time in my hands coming up, so I might be able to get into the Hearing Loss Clinic sooner than later. Hearingloss.ca, on Twitter, at The Hearing Loss, Instagram, The Hearing Loss Clinic. Is there, what do you call it, account?
Sure.
Internet, your Instagram account?
It's the handle.
Are you on the gram?
No.
Were you on the gram?
Not really.
That's a weird answer.
How do you feel about social media?
It excites me.
Because you're dipping your toe. You're dipping your toe, right?
It excites.
I'm a little disappointed because you said you had a big meal on the weekend. Was it yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
No photos.
Too many. The mayhem was extraordinary.
Yeah.
I didn't even know where my phone was.
So this is one. But
I mean, that was one.
I want that right now. Right in front of my face.
I know.
And I will finish it today, and I'll head to that couch and just shut down.
Yeah, we got
to
get those armrests fixed on that couch,
We just need some pillows.
Okay. Yeah. We talked about it last week. What do you do Easter weekend? Is it just turkey or whatever by default? You are not going to be, the old big turkey wasn't going to take you down. You weren't going to break under the pressure of big turkey.
Big turkey lobby couldn't That's get the right. claws into Rhett this spring lobby season. Hey?
That's right. So
big ham, get out of here. I'll make my own decisions. Yeah. Huh?
So what did we go with?
We were very close to ordering some food in, some Chinese food, but we didn't. We were thinking about just going way off script.
Yep.
But then I'd gone to Bon Ton, and I had a prime rib. Oh. I threw that on the rotisserie.
How big?
Wow.
How many ribs?
I told them to debone it.
Oh.
Because I didn't, on the rotisserie, I thought it would cook better.
And?
Phenomenal.
On the rotisserie, I just think prime rib's already juicy. This is just...
It was so good. But I also did two massive, just the turkey breasts. And I'm done with the whole bird now. I'm done doing the whole bird.
Come on.
It's out. Try it, man. It's so much easier. You get the massive turkey breasts. You roast it hour and a half. You're done.
What about the people that want the dark meat, the thighs?
The skin.
Grab a couple thighs.
Yeah.
It's just so much easier to handle than dealing with all that mess of a whole bird.
It's burning. Pour some more on top.
So instead of picking one thing, I did all three. Prime rib, turkey breast, and a ham.
Attaboy.
That sounds like his upcoming NHL round one playoff picks. He will have it always.
It's so good.
I love the Bruins, but I tell you what, I'm not betting against the Panthers. They just take both teams.
Alex chiming in, which is a good question. Now, but where are your bones for your broth?
Now, that's something, but I could just go get bones for... It doesn't have to be a roasted turkey that I have.
Is it just the work that it saves? Is that it?
Yes. Well, just you know what it's like when you take the bird out.
It's an ordeal.
You got to carve it.
Yeah.
And now you got to have it. Never in the history has it ever gone from being carved onto someone's plate hot.
It's true. It does suck. You're like, it's just right out of the oven.
It has to sit.
Slice it, sit it.
And then you slice it. The key is having the gravy very hot.
The gravy is the only way that makes it hot.
Yeah.
For sure. But this way, and it's like you put the prime rib down on one cutting board. Slice. Here you go. Slice. Here you go. Turkey, same way. You want to slice turkey? Yep. Slice. Shh.
Yeah.
I was like a Brazilian steakhouse.
Sure just you were.
Flip your card.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what, give me one of these, the size of the prime rib. Oh my God.
What?
Oh, it was awesome.
Oh.
It was so good.
I think Greg's glad you're back. I'll say that.
It was so good.
For those that aren't watching, it's...
You should have seen, I took the DUG in. He met Greg, and I think everyone he talked to the rest of the weekend, he mentioned that they should probably go into
Bon Ton. Go to Bon Ton, yeah.
You got to go to this Bon Ton place. It's amazing.
It is one of those places when you walk in and the smell and the vibe, and again, it's the paper and the string. It's a throwback to a simpler time. Mm-hmm. The food is so bloody good. 28 Crowfoot Circle.
I'm telling you, it's coming up to tailgate season here. There's going to be a lot of Bon-Ton in our lives this summer.
I hope you're right.
Yeah.
I hope you're not lying to me.
I know what I'm doing.
You ever think,
no,
when it comes to the turkey, it's like, okay, we're...
Go ahead.
Guys got to eat. Kill that bird. Okay, what do we got? Slings and arrows or bow and arrow? That's back in the where it very starts.
In the olden days.
We're going to eat this bird, okay? When do we get to the point where let's take this bird and shove some shit in it that we're also going to eat and then roast the whole thing? Like, don't cut the pieces off.
I think it was...
Cut its head off and then shove some shit in it.
Mm. Well, I think...
And then we'll eat it.
I think it goes back a long way because you got to consider that they probably didn't have a lot of utensils and extra places to cook that sort of stuff. So they saw a big cavity, throw some crap in there, things are good. And I got to tell you, if you are doing the full bird and you're doing the stuffing or the dressing or whatever the hell you want to call it, you do it in the bird. You do it in the bird. You don't do it in a pot or on its own. No, no, no.
That's a good point.
It's better tasting out of the bird.
I don't really have an idea how people made food. It's kind of baffles me.
Someone eventually did that for the first time. And I have to feel there had to be some raised eyebrows.
Yeah. You won Thanksgiving.
You're going to what? Well, I'm going to take these chunks of bread.
Were they magicians?
And
people
some
cooked?
Some spices.
Well, stop yourself. Stop yourself. We're free thinkers here.
Yeah.
When you get into the kitchen, even if it was back in the day over an open fire or whatever, you're living in a cave, doesn't matter. You're a free thinker. Mm-hmm. You thought of things. This goes good with that, and this tastes nice, so maybe we mix and match. Come on. It's just an experiment. It's science. That's how we got here today.
It is the internet.
Big science fan.
See, the thing, and I'm not debating you. When you don't stuff the bird, it does make the turkey roasting experience a lot easier.
Oh, it certainly does. And I'm not going to do a whole bird anymore, so that's out the window for me.
But I'm saying that's if you were to perhaps go back on these claims that you're throwing out.
It tastes better. The stuffing tastes better out of the bird.
Yeah, it's the juice, eh? Truly, though, it is one of those things. You give me a hard time about it. I do just have to kind of turn my brain off. Because I don't think it's delicious. This stuffing is so good. It's like, well, you realize I don't want to talk about it. Don't talk to me about it.
Yeah,
it's delicious. I don't need to talk anymore about it.
We had Greg wanting to bring
Haggis
in on Robbie Burns Day.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, no. And I'm like, well, Dean, you know what's on hot dogs? I don't want to talk about it. I don't want it.
Don't need to know.
Don't talk to me about hot dogs. I'll eat them all day.
Correct.
It's like out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
We were going to make wiener water soup yesterday.
Oh, delicious.
We had some kids from the Trail Smoke Eaters, my nephew's team. They were in town. Huh? And we had some hot dogs left over. And I was actually going to put them in a pot of boiling water and serve them.
Yeah, some soup. Hot dogs and soup. Delicious.
Well, they had a nice house, but they fed us hot dog water.
Weird soup they gave.
I don't know. What is this? Just be polite. Just be polite. And then the other thing with the, and I've said this to you before, so we're going to eat the turkey or kill that bird. Mm-hmm. We're going to eat it. Cut its head off. Take some stuff and shove it up in it. We're going to eat that too. Mm-hmm. How was it? Delicious. Is that enough? Nope. Take the bones and fucking boil them up now. Because the bird hasn't given enough. You've eaten all the meat off of its bones and you're rammed shit up inside it and ate that too.
I think that's respecting the animal that you're trying to maximize.
You don't have to
take down more.
You might be right.
You think of the First Nations people, they use all parts of the bison, so to speak, whether it was for clothes and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Do it.
Because there again, there's a few things in life I love more.
I need a soup.
Rhett's Soupery, opening in fall 2023. It's an option.
I've almost come to blows sometimes after Thanksgiving or Christmas. Who's taking the carcass?
Who do you think?
We know who's getting that carcass. Like, we know, right?
I mean.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Dibs is pretty obvious on that, isn't it?
It's friggin' dibs. Dibs, baby, dibs. This Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day. So if you'd like,
go ahead. Wear a Hawaiian shirt. I mean, if you're comfortable.
And jeans. It's also the night of the inaugural Barn Burner playoff draft. That's correct. That is correct. We are excited. We're a sold out event.
Yep.
We are a sold out event. It is going to be held at the Gray Eagle on the, I mean, it's on the hotel side, but we've got one of the
conference center,
one of the big, the conference center, one of the big rooms, two.
It's going to be awesome.
We've got two rooms. There you see it, presented by Paybuilt. Paybuilt.com has come on board as our title sponsor. And thanks to them for doing that. This is going to be a good one. We need to make up for lost time.
That is fair.
COVID screwed us. Then there was the whole, well, you're not working there anymore. So in support of kids sport, it's for the kids. So when next week we come back in and we talk about how loud and belligerent he was and how, you know. Mm-hmm.
Rhett was on the mic after many, many, many drinks because of his social anxiety, of course. Yep.
For the kids.
It's for the kids.
It's for the kids. Kevin Webster and kids sport are going to be they're just going to be so much better off because of this, regardless of how we behave on Friday.
The more unruly, potentially, the more money for the kids.
That's a good point.
It'll just have people talking.
Not even thirsty. This is for the kids.
And then think about next year's event. Yeah. Well, I heard about last year's event, so this year. So paybuilt.com on board. Now, it's for businesses who want to accept more payments and skip the credit card fees. There's a lot, and I mean, this is way beyond me. I've never owned a business, but I do. People did it with credit cards, and then I've got some false transactions. I'm going to fight this transaction. Then you as the business, like, I had nothing to do with this, but now I'm sucked into this whole thing. It's a mess, which is why paybuilt.com. When a customer uses a credit card online, your business, 1.5% or more.
There goes your margin. Jeez.
For your convenience, I'm having to. Come on now. Also, since it runs through the Visa MasterCard rails, they call it, a customer can easily dispute transactions and charges. It's riskier for a merchant to accept debit card transactions over an e-transfer by Interac. Many advantages is what we're telling you. If you're a business, big or small, it pays to get a hold of Paybuilt and find out how they can get to work for you. More payment options for your customers and guests is a big thing. I mentioned it last week. 70% of online shopping, there's 70% of all shopping is just sitting in carts that they haven't gone through and done the transaction because they're not comfortable with that method of payment.
I would, but can I use my credit card?
I would, but I don't know. I don't know if I'm not using the old. I don't know if I want to mention PayPal still. I don't know. Anyway, make it easier for your customers to buy your products, to use your website, higher conversions, increased satisfaction, reduced chargeback risk, safer than debit card information being shared on the internet. It just makes sense. Paybuilt.com, PAYBILT.com.
Excited for Friday.
Yeah.
Gonna be good. Excited to meet the Paybuilt folks. There's a lot of our other pals on the pod that'll be showing up for the kids.
That's right. For the kids. Cold one. For the kids. And detailed, we do realize it's this Friday.
This Friday, yes.
We realize
regular season ends this Friday.
That's right.
And all the teams are pretty much playing on Thursday minus a couple. We'll probably have our bracket solidified Thursday night. And Friday's draft, we go.
We're aware. We're very aware of that.
Let's go.
Perhaps later today. And watch our social media accounts on both Twitter and Instagram. There may be one last option for you to have a team in the inaugural event.
A full team.
A team
not
of eight.
Not like come in and clean up the empties.
Tables of eight.
Ooh.
Got the podium set up, the big screens.
Oh, it's going to be sweet.
Yes.
Best player available, David Pastrnak. We're here in the first round. Let's check in with the Swamp Donkeys.
We were saying, and we do need to have that meeting, what the punishment is going to be when some Lugan drafts someone who's already been drafted.
I think one for of my the kids, they might have to buy a round for the table or something like that. Yeah.
I'll take Linus Allmark.
Jesus. Allmark was gone in the first round! Flag! Foul!
Pinder will be good for that.
Oh, do you think he'd be condescending and
no.
go right after?
No.
It won't be entertaining. We know that. You think the best team in the history of the NHL's goalie in a single goalie tournament format is available in round six? You buy the room a round of shots. Yeah. You donkey.
That which could also be like the barn burner experience. If you would like to be dressed down
and made to
feel like the dumbest human
that's right.
by Ryan Pinder.
Well, any of us, really.
Just draft somebody who's already been drafted.
We all just take turns doing that to
then
each
we'll
other.
Then we'll take 90 seconds. We'll all just kind of put our feet up, let him take a microphone, and just go off.
Look at that bell, the shame bell. Shame! Shame! Ding, ding, that's ding, right. ding, ding, shame! Shame! Ding, ding!
There you go. So again, if you're not on social media, just get on social media. We'll have, you know, we'll have the details, but we're going to have to do that fairly quick. So be watching.
So again, options for a team, potentially stay tuned. Be ready. Be ready is what we're saying. It's this
ready,
Friday.
Stay tuned.
Be ready. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready.
Stay tuned and ready and tuned up and ready.
First rule of Boy Scouts, be ready. Is that it or something else? I don't know.
I was never Boy Scout.
Cookies are good that the girls did though. The girl guides. Ooh.
Yeah.
You still doing that?
I think so.
Oh. I think there was a new flavor came out.
Really?
In the States too, sold out. People were going nuts for it.
Because what did we get? We got either the like the chocolate Oreos with the chocolate in the middle, or the mint chocolate covered Minties.
Yeah,
I feel like mint was an addition, wasn't it? That white filling with the cracker?
Vanilla cream one.
I didn't bite into them. It just whole thing. That's how that goes. Time for Boomer's Best of the Weekend. It's a presentation of Green Drop. We're close.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what, I had a ton. I was saying I had a ton of buildup in my yard, snow and ice and all that. It was a good weekend.
Now big melting day.
Oh, great. It's a lot of poopsicles in the backyard.
Big melting day yesterday.
Dog comes in. Oh, you weren't eating it, were you? God, come on, get outside.
Rhett's
get
dog?
Outside. Gross. You're gross. Gross.
That's similar to what you'll get if you draft somebody that's already.
That's right.
Yeah, that's basically like taking
a Walmart. You want to be treated like a dog? You ate your own poop.
Draft somebody.
You picked Allmark, you idiot.
Already been drafted.
You think he's around in round six? Get out of the house. Leave the room. Green Drop could be in your yard before you know it. Go online, greendrop.com. They have different options available for you. And it's more complex than you think, which is why you just get Green Drop. To have a beautiful, lush, healthy lawn, you don't do what we do. Or if you don't do great, just throw some stuff on it. You're wasting your money.
You know what you're doing?
You're wasting your time. Yeah, and you know what else is my favorite? One of my favorite things about having Green Drop is I finally got to get rid of that dumb green push thing that you would use. You'd put you use it once, and where do you put the thing?
Takes up all.
It's in the goddamn road all the time. It's in your shed or in your garage. Getting Gibby to bring by.
I tripped on mine and it did get tossed.
Oh yeah, that's all it takes. That's all it takes. Safety first, people. Get Green Drop. Greendrop.com.
Check the QR code out, Dino.
Right there.
Yes, that one.
Right there.
Save you a little dough.
Yeah, all right.
Doing great, Dean.
There it is. Beautiful basics program. It's got your micronutrients and weed control, and then you all the way up top to the premium package. Aeration, overseeding, exclusive soil booster, in addition to all of the other weed control and nutrients and all of that sort of thing. They come by, apply it, leave you the little note. Hey, we were here today. Here's what we recommend that you do for your lawn. And when we come by, it's, this part of your yard, a lot of sun.
Yep.
This part, not so much. Would we put the same amount? Would we put the same stuff here as there? No. You know why? Because we know what we're doing.
That's why they're better than us.
This is what we do. We're better than you.
Mm-hmm. They don't say that. But
they don't say that.
They're much more humble than that.
That's right. Greendrop.com. You want to take a look?
Let's go.
Put together a little best stuff from the weekend. Now, this, of course, the Augusta, the Masters. Now, it turned into a marathon, right? You had a long rounds. And
second or third to last group.
It can be. So sometimes maybe you just got to, you got to go. Now, as you see here, and we can let it go, the cameras, you wonder, so camera guy, what are you doing here? You don't need to, could a guy get a little bit of privacy? And then it cuts to the. Is that what we think we saw? Yep.
Not at Augusta.
Yep.
Turns just hips, got his horn out. Tuck it in.
NBA playoffs coming up. Minnesota Timberwolves. Very close team. Very close. I think we should play better defense. No, I think we should.
Give me the ball.
I want the ball.
Basketball players. First pitch, the ceremonial pitch by Travis Kelce.
Oh, boy.
In Cleveland.
Why are they so bad?
Now, take another look here.
Oh!
He's a Hall of Fame athlete. He should be better, right? Take a listen to this. We need some volume here. We love the Masters music. Listen to the play-by-play here of some baseball.
Eric Pinales hails from San Cristobal.
Little tribute.
It's about 30 kilometers from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Right now looking at a pitch from about 60 feet, 6 inches.
Struggled a lot in 2022 with his control.
A fine hit, deep to left center. Off the wall. Lucas Dunn into second base. Exquisite. A one-out double here in the seventh.
That's good.
Nothing like catching that home run ball, right? Oh, you get a home run ball, you're just pumped, you're jacked, you're kind of feeling it. Then sometimes, yeah.
Oh, no.
A couple weeks ago, we showed you Sidney Crosby with that backhand. Check this one out. Zink! Versus Detroit on the weekend. Good heavens, Sid.
Sid with the backhand. Deadly.
Little pick and a little backhand roof.
1,500 points on the weekend.
Zing. Well, you mentioned. Take a look at this one. Letang to Sid. Ripper. Ooh. 1,500 points for Sid the Kid. Now, watch the angle on this one. It's what was it? Kind of just above the pad? No. Clank.
Bolt.
Roof. I wanted your opinion now on this one, Retro. Now, Brian Dumoulin is number 8 for the Penguins. Is this how you would play that odd man rush?
Oh, boy.
Because I know you've been critical of Rasmus.
I might try something different. It didn't work out this time. So.
Yeah.
Well, who did he have covered when all was said?
So he's over here, and then he's kind of, no, I'll stay here. Oh. And it's not ideal.
Turns out 3-on-3, the problem is Dumoulin didn't have anyone.
Yeah.
Oh. Son of a...
Rhett, you need to open some camps for NHL D-men. How to play odd man rushes by Rhett Warner.
Now, speaking of D-men, Rasmus Dahlin, your buddy. Yeah. Watch the patience here. He's going to take the pass from Skinner, right here. And a little zip, and a little yoink, and then a backdoor pass to Mittelstadt, who just had to tap it in. Just tap it.
Saber's not dead yet.
Look at this.
They're going to have to have
some. Zoop.
If I told you in Buffalo you had meaningful games the last week of the season.
Yeah, you'd be very happy.
You'd be doing backflips. Look at this play.
Now watch this. Now this is the same game. There's Dahlin just to the right of the goaltender. Watch him here. He goes down, shot block.
Ooh.
And then watch this one. Stick.
Oh, wow.
That's how you play D.
He obviously, Rhett's been talking to him. You said you saw him at the Hofbrauhaus house or whatever.
Saves a goal. Goes to the bench. Down it comes. That last goal that he had for Mittelstadt tied the game at 3. There's your game winner. Sabres win at 4-3.
Tage
with 46. Take a listen here. Here's Bo Horvat.
At UBS Arena, how does this rank for you in playoff pushes, the excitement of this building and the fans' involvement over the last couple of games?
Yeah, I mean, it's been unbelievable. It's a lot better than Vancouver, I'll tell you that for free.
Thanks, Bo.
Thank you.
Guys.
Dear Bo.
And volume up.
You knew that, didn't you?
No.
I travel with a big bar of soap. I love soap.
Why, are you afraid that it's not going to be in the hotel?
Is there a reason? Yes, they started
dermatologically that you need specific soap
because these hotels started being cheap. Those bars ain't big enough. Because I almost had a couple accidents with the soap in hotels.
In what way?
Well, when I was washing a part of my body, I almost had a little incident.
What the heck are you talking?
I almost had a little incident with those lip bars of soap.
Almost lose it.
I almost lost it. And I'm like, whoa, that was too close for comfort. So now I travel with my own big bars of soap.
Oh, no.
Shaq is dead.
On the steam room today.
We're going to get kicked out there.
Matthew Phillips at it again. First Friday night. Watch Phillips here, number 11, steals the puck, scores with under 4 to go. That's your game winner. Wranglers take it 3-2. Not bad. Barring in. Then fast forward to Saturday night. Second period, time at 2. Phillips, rip. Hits the bottle. That's also the game winner. 36 goals, tops in the AHL, 16 points in his last 9 games. So the Wranglers with win number 50.
That's that freaky horse again.
On the year, they lead the AHL with 104 points, three games to go.
That horse is freaky. It is.
Look at it. It's a big win.
Half rat, half horse. What are we looking at there?
There it is.
Nasty looking at him. Nasty.
That's the...
at least they know what he is at the NHL level, right, Dean?
I'm just going to segue right into it. That's the Boomer Best of the Weekend brought to you by Green Drop. GreenDrop.com. Spring colors. We're ready for it. They'll be get those greenkeepers to your yard. You won't regret it. You cut it, you water it, and you'll have one of the best yards on the block. GreenDrop.com. I don't really know what that is. Yeah.
It's disturbing. We know that. It's got our attention.
Yeah, it's something.
It's got a hump back in there, too. It's very disturbing.
It's
don't
gross.
Like that at all.
What if... Because Matthew Phillips, top 5 in league scoring. I mentioned he's got 36 or whatever it is now. Leads the
5.
What if this is Marty St. Louis 2.0? What if he's torching the American Hockey League?
Well, I don't know how long we can get in this conversation before you start talking about Daryl Sutter, because I know a lot of other people in the organization wanted to see a lot of this guy, more than 2 games.
It's not, you're not Boston having a incredible year where you can't get him in.
No.
Now, I understand. The one caveat being they've been injury-free. So you have to...
They have to change their philosophy on what they're trying to do, which maybe goes back to what Pinder's saying about Daryl. You have to have organizationally, have to change your philosophy from we have a 1-2-3-4th line... Because they do have a defined fourth line, I think.
It's been
under Daryl.
Lewis and Luch and somebody else all year.
So, the way to you're going to have to change that, or should have done it this year, was to have Duer and Phillips and...
Ruzicka a bit.
Ruzicka.
Pelche
as your fourth line, where...
Yeah.
Go score, have some energy. We're not relying on you to shut down. And to be honest with you, they had the lineup this year to actually support that, and maybe even next year, because you have Kadri, Backlund, and Lindholm as your top 3 centers. You don't need your fourth line to be the prototypical shut them down fourth line.
And so the challenge is, last year, okay, we brought Sutter in, probably want to bring guys that the coach likes and works well with. Worked out great with Eric Branson. Trevor Lewis was Trevor Lewis last year. There wasn't a problem. You weren't leaning on your fourth line for goals. And so to go back to that well another year made sense last summer, probably because you won the division and it was great. But it's just you wanted to see more of these kids. And I don't think it's crazy to bring up Yusuf Alimaki, who's got 34 points this season.
That was
and could idiotic. Not get, like Daryl, if there's a problem with Daryl, that everyone knows, including the people that hired Daryl, when you just make that decision, there's going to be some kids left along the side of the road on the way.
I don't
know what Matthew Phillips is. Pelche's been rotting for the last month, and Yusuf Alimaki is almost a half point per game for Arizona.
Yeah, you could put Valimaki at Daryl's feet. I don't know if it's all his. They did not have to put him on waivers because Daryl wasn't playing him enough. Like they could have managed that asset differently.
I think that's right? fair. I also think if the GM had his way, he would have played a lot more than he had the last 2 years.
I got the other point I want to make, and what management had damn well better pay some attention to, is having players that want to be Calgarians.
Playing Calgary.
Because I spoke to lots of guys. Nobody's excited. I'm sorry. It's the age-old thing. What do you mean? Calgary is world-class. Sure. Tax situation is not better now in Calgary. There's no Alberta advantage for the guys tax-wise. The weather's not the best. The travel is actually kind of shitty. And guys will not choose Calgary unless you're overpaying. Or they want to be here.
Yeah.
And that's a kid that would love to stay. He's local. Keep him around. You need guys. It's sad because it's kind of going back and Darryl over. It's weird, right? Darryl, for a while, only had to be a Western Canadian kid to play on the team, and now he's got guys that are from he doesn't want to support him.
There's kids on the team. He watches the Wranglers all the time, and the best player by miles, right? Matthew Phillips of Mux Skaters.
So, but I do think that organizationally, if you've got people that are from Western Canada that have a chance, they'll stay for less to play here, right? You don't have to overpay them because this is their home and they want to be from here. You have to have guys like that.
How much of that is based on what you see happening in Buffalo?
A lot.
Right?
That's a fair point. Tuck was a big part of that Eichel return because you knew he was a local guy that was going to buy in.
And all of those teams, Winnipeg, if Edmonton didn't have McDavid, and people are like, no, it's not true. If Edmonton didn't have McDavid, nobody's signing there. New rink or not. The rinks are new and nice, so it doesn't make a lick of difference. Sure, it's better than having a shitty old rink or playing at the Corral, but all the rinks are nice. So you can go anywhere and have a nice rink. But if McDavid's not in Edmonton, nobody's signing in Edmonton. Nobody. You think Ekholm would stay in Edmonton if McDavid wasn't there?
Hyman?
Yeah. Like, no, they give more term, but I also think it's a big part.
Yeah, there's not a not a lot of bargains there. But
anyway, plain and simple, there's a group of teams in the NHL that are behind the eight ball to begin with. And yes, it's the NHL. But to take you over the top, I think that you had better believe it's important to have local guys. And even if they aren't local, guys that engage in being what your city represents, right? And those are the guys that might stay, and you don't have to pay the extra half $1 million or $1 million to get. It's great to go out and you pay someone the most money, they will consider coming to your team.
Yep.
But and they've done that screws you cap-wise.
Yeah, and again, you have to be efficient with the cap, and part of that is exploiting little efficiencies you have. So if there's someone that really wants to be in Western Canada, there are advantages of being in Alberta, but only really when you compare it to other Canadian spots. I mean, you're going to get taxed less in the States than you are here. Yeah. Markstrom came here as a free agent. It looked like a team that could compete. Tanev came here as a free agent. It looked like a team that was close to competing. Coleman came here. Could this be one of the nice final pieces in building a contender? Nazem Kadri had a bigger offer on the table at one point from Columbus, we've heard. Might not have been there when he signed with the Flames because they got Johnny Dunn. He chose to be here. The only part, I agree with everything you're saying, the other way people come here is if they think you're a contender.
Yeah.
It's hard to look at this team this offseason and feel that way.
McDavid. Yeah. That's the point about McDavid.
Yeah. But Kadri, Coleman, Markstrom, those were all top of the market
offers. Markstrom was offered more, another year from Edmonton. And Tanev, I don't know. But the other two, absolutely.
But not taking considerably less. I mean, the other one was Edmonton, and it was,
another year term, more total dollars. But you're right, it was the same neighborhood.
Just to come back, coming back to Phillips, maybe he plays and maybe it's too fast, too big, all of that. Oh, see you guys. Oh, you love the game.
At least try.
Fine. But let's get to that point. Mm-hmm. Why don't we get there? You've got a Calgary kid, to your point, that the coach and the staff, he's in the building. He played in the Western League. And he plays the way you want a guy to play.
Scores and plays with speed.
He goes to the net. He's got some bite to him. This is not a kid who is soft. I said it before. Would Andrew Mangiapane be a Flame if Darryl were coaching when Mangiapane had a chance to crack the lineup? I don't think he'd have seen the ice. And his leash would be so short. I just can't.
It's tough.
And for Phillips, it would have to be a heck of an offer. The Flames would have to give me some kind of a contract. I'm going to the market, and I'm willing to listen to anybody because I feel like I deserved more NHL looks than I got.
Yeah, if there was one way the Calgary Flames could bring Matthew Phillips back, it would be have a coach that's played him a ton, like the one he's got now. And if Daryl's going to move on, I don't know that that isn't an option, but that there's a whole lot of ifs in there. Well, if it's Daryl back, you could kiss him goodbye.
Yeah, I think so too.
And you go through, we showed two highlights there from this weekend. Both were game-winning goals, elite-level goals. That's the thing. He
might not be everything in the NHL, but you just can't allow it to be a Marty St. Louis situation where the other
team finds
out.
You got to know, guys.
Yeah.
How many years has he been dominating the American League? Like, at least know, have a good idea. Two games where he hits the post once and doesn't look out of place and plays with just okay line mates, that's not enough to say he's not an NHLer. I'm sorry, it isn't.
No,
Daryl believes he's not, but Daryl's wrong about this type of stuff a lot. Again, Yusuf Alamaki. I don't think there's another organization in this league that this far into Matthew Phillips' career would only have three games. I think 31 other teams have given him more of a look than the Flames have. And I think it's mostly to do with their head coach.
Hard to debate it.
I mean, to debate it.
I don't know if that's the case.
Yeah, I don't know if it's true, but it's hard to debate. I just feel for the kid because what has he done? But
couldn't ask for more.
Hell of a player for the team. And it's not a one off. He ripped up.
He's so highly regarded for everyone that's ever interacted with him as well.
At every level.
The other not issue, but fact that
should be the other feather in his hat.
Yes, the other fact that needs to be mentioned is that I know guys that coached him as a little guy, and they loved him.
Yeah,
work ethic, attitude.
Dave Lowry had him in the Western League. Ask Dave Lowry about Matthew Phillips.
And he's over a point per game his last 120 AHL games. You won't see guys get to that number that don't get called up at his age. You see like veterans that are 28 do that. Everyone else is up if they do that. I mean, it's hard to get to 100 games without getting called up as a prospect. That's what finally happened to Pelche. He was sitting on career game 99, or he's 100 games, 99 points. Like, they have to do so much exemplary unless you're a big grinding winger to get up for Daryl here. Like, it's tough. Really sucks.
How many one-goal losses and how many extra time defeats did they have? Maybe he gets beat physically as often as he
one-goal games
scores in a shootout or in three-on-three overtime. Maybe he's out-muscled or out-hustled or whatever, but I would love to see.
It's just you have to know. Nobody's saying that you have to slot him in as your top as a top-line guy, but find out.
Just find out.
Find out.
It's not – no one's here guaranteeing Phillips is something. No. All we're saying is you've had this guy do everything you could ask of him at that level, and you didn't – get to figure out what he was at the level that matters the most.
You know what Trevor Lewis is?
You certainly know what he is. You don't have to worry about what Trevor Lewis is. And everyone's known for a decade.
Again, it's not a knock on Trevor Lewis, but what are we trying to accomplish?
And to your point, like if Trevor Lewis watched for 10 and Phillips played for 10, we already know what Lewis is. Now we have a better idea of what Matthew Phillips is.
And I guarantee you Trevor Lewis comes back in.
Still looks like Trevor Lewis.
Still Trevor Lewis.
Guy that came here on a PTO 2 years ago.
Yeah.
God. It's frustrating, eh?
If they'd only listen.
Pike had the tweet on the weekend, 52 one-goal games when you include empty netters. And I think they won 20 of them.
Well, here's the thing. The Wranglers, what did I say? How many games they got left? Three?
All on the road?
Three games left. They lead the AHL. They got their 50th win. There's going to be AHL playoff hockey. So if you want to see Matthew Phillips in the playoffs, you're going to get that opportunity. One way or the other. It seems like the one way is probably more feasible. We'll do our Betway bets here in a moment. I just want to tell you about St. Eugene Golf Resort. You said it last week. As soon as the Masters comes on, you do start thinking, where are my clubs? Are they in the garage? Or are they downstairs? Where are they? Maybe I need that new golf bag this year.
What weekend are you free? I'd like to get out there.
That golf bag is really affecting my short game. I think my putting would be a lot better if I had a new golf bag and my shoes are right? That's how it goes. At least that's how I go. I love stuff. No good at anything. Just get the gear. Get the gear. It makes
you are a gearhead. You're a sneaky closet gearhead.
I am. St. Eugene Golf Resort Casino. Championship golf course. Spa, casino, restaurants, mountains surrounding the entire place. Rediscover or discover for the first time the St. Eugene Golf Resort and Casino. They have the Spring Swing Golf Package on sale now, starting at just $259. You and a friend can enjoy a one-night stay and a round of golf, including a power cart. April 21 to May 17th, the dates for the Spring Swing. Don't miss out. Limited time offer. Book your package. You can call. You can go online, however you want to do it. But get a hold of the St. Eugene Golf Resort and Casino and get in now. Again, $259 is where it starts for you and a friend for a night and a round of golf and power cart out in Cranbrook at the beautiful St. Eugene Golf Resort and Casino. Wolfie keeps saying, we got to talk to him. Michael out at St. Eugene. We're going to do something. We got something going
on. Just get on the calendar, boys.
It's another one of those things we kind of...
just show up.
Yeah? We're here. You think so?
That's Rhett vibes.
Just head out from here. Oh, how's it going?
Got a couple rooms, right? Yeah? No. Oh.
We got about 26 guys coming. Good?
Cool.
Yeah, okay, we'll thaw some roasts and get ready for you. We would recommend you don't do that. St. Eugene.ca. Go give them some heads up if you're going to bring a whole bunch of Lugans.
Beautiful website.
Betway bets of the day. Shall we?
We shall.
Shall we do it?
And I got a little kicker for you, Wranglers fans.
All right, perfect. Betway bets of the day. I had said earlier, you said low scoring. Mm-hmm. Nashville at Calgary tonight. Total goals under 5.5. I'm taking the under +100. UC Saros, if you need it.
He's good.
Great.
10 games versus the Flames, 7-1-1 is his record with a .926 save percentage.
Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Do they want to start Lankin' it?
Don't think so.
Oh, dear.
Probably not. Since December 15th of 2015.
That's a while ago.
The Predators have 3 regulation losses against the Flames.
What?
11,
for
3,
real?
And 6.
I know you're not going to lie to me on purpose. I just wonder if your research is off.
Let's December 15th, 2015. Not ideal.
That night I was handing out Shiner Box. Did they win or lose that
Didn't
trip?
Didn't they win when we were there?
No. I remember we left in... Well, I was going to fight that guy.
Hmm. You were going to fight a guy?
Boomer fights.
I don't do it very, this.
Very often or ever.
Now I want to go back with you and see you fight someone.
I chased him out of the rink. Last home win versus Nashville. December 8th of 2018.
That's a while ago.
Yeah.
2018.
Oh, there was a thing in there. You know, they only played certain teams in their division or whatever.
5 years ago, Dan.
I'm really not. I feel like I'm trying to make a case against it, but I'm just throwing that out there. So Toffoli is my other bet. Anytime goal, I'm just going to just keep on rolling.
Kind of with you.
If there's a guy that can go, that can score on the Flames right now, it feels like it's him. +155 for the anytime goal.
And if I may.
You may.
Dubé back up there looked great with Lindholm and Toffoli. That line was jumping in, man. Lindholm's best game of the year.
Speed. Yeah, Lindholm was good.
The man of a day. My bets of the day, we're going to also focus on Preds and Flames here in Calgary. It's low scoring. You got me scared here because I got 2 goals here. Mm. Anytime Lindholm, ride the hot hand, +187. He was awesome against Vent. Could have had a hat. Mm. Could have had a hat trick. Mm. Easy. First 2 periods. Never mind when he did score. And you said it. If there's a guy you can count on scoring, ooh, it feels like Toffoli. First goal of the game, +800. Bang! We're back game hunting.
Just holy, lost his hat. So wound up.
Jeez. It's really something.
Calm yourself.
The game.
Are you trying to be a ski bum kind of look? Is that,
I don't know. It's
doing
somewhere between ski bum and skid and dude collecting empties in your alley.
Whatever.
You know what it does? It does don't a lot really for your acting career.
Thank you.
You know, it's, you
the
can
physical comedy comes
yeah,
in.
You can pull off a lot of different
like
roles.
Kramer,
yeah, that's right. It's your Betway bets of the day. That's Betway app. Get it on your phone. Be 19.
Bet I need a haircut.
Bet
minus
you do.
10,000.
Yeah, it's paying
very little.
Yeah, I would. It has not cashed in a long
no,
time.
No, it's
the Marty Baron. Marty did this. Shaved his head for charity.
Not a bad idea. Just have to get all those little rats.
Took her right down to the wood.
Mm-hmm. A wood
live.
Is that right?
TV.
It's your Betway bets of the day. So yes, 7:30 is the start time.
Later start
for the Flames and Preds. Afterburner on the YouTube, the Flames Nation YouTube channel.
I think by 11:30 we'll be rolling retro. 11?
Yeah. 11:30.
Oh no, I'm off by an hour. Yeah, yeah. 10:30.
We should hope that we're going.
I was off by an hour.
That's okay.
So don't listen to him. But Afterburner on the Flames Nation YouTube channel tonight. And then, of course, when you're making your way into work tomorrow, get it on your, what have you got? Apple, Spotify, Google, however you get your podcasts. Get that thing up there and hear these two dashing gentlemen give you their thoughts on tonight's hockey game. Fresh content for you first thing in the morning.
Love it.
Love it.
I always love it too. We've been, the live numbers have really surprised me in some of these games.
Like, yeah, well,
I think it's one. Get some fucking sleep here.
I think it's Mandeep. Mandeep gets in there
to
hear, if make sure that we're giving him his plugs and stuff. And then people's like, oh, I can, there's Mandeep. It's kind of a start.
He said my butt looked like a bag of what?
A bag of who? Also, speaking of the
Apples.
Flames Nation YouTube channel, in just a matter of moments, Just a Game with Rob Kerr.
We better get the hell out of here.
Ryan Pike, Colin Patterson.
Oh, no, not Big Bad Patter.
I love Patter.
You want to get out of it? Because you shit-talked him.
No, I don't.
Ever. Oh, it's great that Lanny's there, but what's Patter doing there? What do I got to bring back?
He's the handler.
So there you go. Just the game. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday afternoons. There again, get it on your phone, download it, listen to whenever you want. Think about the podcast. Whenever it's ready, whenever you're ready, we're ready. So Rob Kerr, Just the Game today with Patter and Ryan Pike.
Wranglers, you mentioned it, three games left. They're in Abbotsford for three in a row. Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, season done this weekend. You'd expect they're a home team coming up pretty quick in mid-April here.
Yeah.
Good for them. Home ice going through Calgary would be fun. Close it out, fellas.
That'll do it for the show. Support the sponsors that support us. That's how this whole thing works. Subscribe and like and support and just...
You got to eat that whole pizza yourself. You do it, Rhett.
Yes, you do.
For us, for the fellas. Don't guys.
Get her done.
Have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow, buddies.
Oilers suck.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.